one of the things that many people notice about the book of Proverbs is that, and sometimes disturbs people, is that many of them read as though you are responsible for everything that happens to you. So if you are wise, good things only will happen to you. If you are foolish, bad things will happen to you. And so many people see this as overly simplistic. I don't think that the sages were quite as unobservant about evil in the world as we may gather an impression for, because they also were quite aware of the fact that there are people who act wickedly and do great damage. There are fools who cause harm to others long before they cause harm to themselves. So I think they really were quite aware of the reality of evil and the complexity of why it happens. But their primary task was by educating the young to create a moral society where most of the people would act properly, rightly, righteously. And in such a society, evil tends to be minimized. But you always have to keep working at maintaining that largely moral society. So I think rather than seeing Proverbs as being naive about evil, they simply preferred to focus on how do we make the most good? How do we make the best society that we can make? The fools we will have always with us, they will cause problems. But if we've made a moral society, it's a stable, healthy society. Now, two other wisdom books, Job and the book of Ecclesiastes, take a slightly dimmer view of how one can minimize evil. In the divine speeches to Job, when Job has been demanding an answer for why horrible things have happened to him, God gives a kind of an elusive answer. But if you look at the images, you can see God describes the world as created on some secure foundations. It's the imagery of the world as a well-built temple. But God increasingly brings up images of unruly things, of animals that inhabit the wilderness, which the ancient Israelites associated with threatening chaos. And finally, the last image that God gives Job is the image of Leviathan, the chaos monster. And what God is trying to tell Job is within a world that is well-founded and so mostly reliable, there are still unruly, chaotic elements, and these things do cause what people experience as evil in their lives. Now, Ecclesiastes has yet one more approach to this problem. Wisdom is always about trying to figure things out. What are the patterns? What are the regularities so that I know how to act to make my life as good as it can be? Well, the author of Ecclesiastes, who goes by the name Qohelet, was perplexed by the fact that he couldn't see patterns operating regularly. And consequently, good actions could produce bad consequences, bad actions could produce good consequences. What's the sense in that? And he seems, although it's hard to say if he ever comes to a final conclusion, but he seems to think that there probably is order and regularity in the world. God has made everything beautiful in its time. But so that one cannot figure out what God is doing from beginning to end. That is, the rationality of the cosmos and the rationality of the human mind may not be an entirely good fit for one another. And so we blunder along, never able to see why bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people so often.